Johnson.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
With South Africa heading to the polls in over a month's time, KZN's only independent political candidate says he hopes to secure a seat in the provincial legislature. Thanasegrin Moodley from Chatsworth will be vying for votes come May the 29th. The community activist and comedian says he's determined to represent the Indian community.
For many years, being on the ground, I felt that the Indian community was sidelined, marginalized, discriminated against. So I've always been from the outside shouting. I'm not saying I can fix the issue, but I'd like to ask the questions. For example, let's just stick on the BE issue. So I'd like to ask the question, why is that in place? When are we going to be on the same field and be able to have equal opportunities?
Moodley, who's popularly known as local comedian Caro Charo, says while critics might try to use his entertainment reputation to discredit him, he's not to be underestimated.
The detractors only want to look at one layer. Even as a comedian, I had a very, very humanitarian side. I did lots of activities on the ground for the last 10 to 15 years.
As water supply outages hit Queensborough's North Dean area again, a resident says pensioners are among the worst affected.
It's very hard for us pensioners to get to collecting points. The containers are heavy, unable to wash face bath or shower, can't flush toilets, disastrous.
Some communities have been without water for 2 weeks due to low reservoir levels reported in March. Itakwini promised to alleviate the problem, with a contractor recently beginning work on repairs on the Southern Aqueduct main pipeline. Michelle Fraser, who lives in the area, has meanwhile questioned the quality of the water being supplied by tankers.
Some of the people in the area have also reported that they've been getting gastro from the tanker water. They say that it has a smell and it's not safe to drink. So that's quite concerning because we haven't got water coming out of the taps.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on the African Union to intensify efforts to bring peace and stability to Sudan. The Northeast African country has been ravaged by conflict, causing what the UN says is one of the worst humanitarian disasters in recent memory. The country marked a year this week since the start of its civil war. Ramaphosa led a delegation to neighboring South Sudan, which is expected to hold its first democratic election since 2011. International Relations Minister Naledi Pandor delivered this message on behalf of the president in Juba.
South Africa is deeply concerned about the ongoing conflict, which is also affecting other countries in the region, including South Sudan.
And Iranian state media is reporting that three drones have been destroyed over the central city of Isfahan. Explosions were heard by local residents near an airbase, while U.S. media reports suggest Israel was behind the retaliatory attack. There are no reports of any injuries. Iranian media has just dismissed claims that the country was attacked from abroad. Back home, we've got a high of 28 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 31, Richards Bay 29. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. AmaZulu travel to Orlando Stadium in hopes of victory in the DStv Premiership. And there's a few changes in the Hollybet Sharks squad, who take on Glasgow in the United Rugby Championships tonight. And Akani Simbine hopes to claim his sixth SA 100-meter crown.